The Boy at the Back of the Class. Chapter 1. The Empty Chair. There used to be an empty chair at the back of my classroom. It wasn't a special chair. It was just empty because there was no one sitting in it. But then, one day, just 3 weeks after school started, the most exciting thing that could ever happen to anyone happened to me and my three best friends. And it all began with that chair. Usually, the best thing about starting a brand new term is that you get extra pocket money to buy new stationery with. Every year, on the last Sunday of the summer holidays, my mum takes me on an extra special adventure to hunt down my stationery set for the new school year. Sometimes, I get so excited that my feet feel jumpy inside, and I don't know which shop I want to go into first. There aren't many nice stationery shops where I live. They only ever have boring dinosaur sets for boys or princess sets for girls. So Mum takes me on the bus and train into the city where there are whole streets of shops, even huge department stores that look like tall blocks of flats from the outside. Last year, I found a space-themed set with pictures of an astronaut floating past the moon. It was on sale too, so I bought a pencil case, a math set, rubbers and a long ruler, and still had nearly a pound left over. The ruler is one of my favourite stationery pieces because the astronaut floats across it in water mixed with silver stars. I played with it so much that the astronaut got stuck to one side and couldn't be bothered to move again. But it wasn't my fault. Mr. Thompson, our teacher last year, had such a boring voice that my hands needed something to do. That's why it's important to have fun stationery with you in class, because you never know when you'll need to stop your brain from falling asleep or doing something that might get you into detention. This year, I bought a Tintin and Snowy set. I love Tintin. Even though he's only a character in a comic book and isn't real, I want to be just like him when I grow up. I think being a reporter and getting to solve mysteries and go on adventures must be the best job in the world. My mum and dad used to buy me a brand new Tintin comic book for my birthdays, and Mum saves all the comics her library are about to throw away because they're too old or ripped and gives them to me, so I have a whole collection of them now. I've read them all at least 50 times. But I'll have to think of another pet to travel with because I'm allergic to dogs. I don't think cats or hamsters or even trained mice could be half as useful as Tintin's dog, Snowy. And even though I've thought about it for at least a year now, I still haven't come up with anything. Because this Tintin stationery set was a lot more expensive than the astronaut one and wasn't on sale, I could only buy a pencil case, a small ruler, and two rubbers. I had to think about it for a very long time, but in the end, I decided spending all my pocket money in one go was worth it. Not just because everything had Tintin on it, but because if you press a button on the pencil case, Snowy barks, and Captain Haddock's voice cries out, "Blistering barnacles!" I've already been told off for pressing it in the middle of maths class this year, but if you can't press a barking dog button in the middle of maths, then I don't see the point of it. I don't like maths. Simple maths is fine, but this year we're learning about long division and square numbers and all sorts of things that my brain doesn't like doing. Sometimes I ask for help, but it's embarrassing putting your hand up too many times to ask the same question. I'm lucky because Tom and Josie and Michael always help me with the things I get stuck with. They're my best friends, and we do everything together.